Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Left circle, Giroux. Center point, Forsling. Shoot! Save made. Rebound loose on the side of the net. It stays out. It's bouncing around. Cirelli grabs. The penalty is up. Cirelli shoots it toward the open net. It goes wide of the net. It comes right in front. Pallone! Score! Pallone! Empty netter!
Vasilevskiy is incredible.
The Lightning lead 2-0 with 22.1 seconds left.
8 seconds to go. Buchnevich again. Broken up by Kadri. He sends it towards the net. It's wide open for Rantanen. He puts it in. And that'll do it. With 1.1 seconds to go in the third period, Mikko Rantanen with an exclamation point.
Gets double teamed. Throws it out to the corner. Grant Williams for Pritchard. He'll try a deep three. Got it.
Well, and Pritchard is allowing Ime just to keep those guys in the game and not call a timeout.
Yep.
That would be the worst thing that could happen.
Yep, cracks one in the air. Deep right field. Back is Aquino. Get out the tape measure. Long gone for Ian Happ. And the Cubs lead it by a score of 7-3.
With Mark Pryor taking over. First pitch to Mookie Betts. Fly ball to right field. And Soto can't find the ball. Now he comes back in. It's off of his glove. Taylor will score. Lux around and for Lux will score. Down to second goes Betts. So Soto just misjudged it. Couldn't see the ball in the twilight to begin with. And when he finally did see it, he came inside and he just boxed it.
Runners on second and third and two outs. The pitch. Alonso hits it high in the air. Deep to left field. Ruff is back onto the track. Looking up. That ball's gone. A three-run homer for Pete Alonso. And the Mets take the lead in the top of the third inning. It's 5-2 Mets.
And the 1-2 delivery is hit hard and deep to left field. Get up! Get up! And it is gone! A walk-off grand slam home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
How about Storm Chaser radio voice Jake Eisenberg last night on Pete Alonso's 11th home run of the year out in San Francisco? You go, Jake, who is filling in on some of the New York Mets broadcasts whenever they go west of the Mississippi and Howie Rose doesn't travel. Jake steps in. Look at that. He's reached big time. He's in Shane's montage to open up the show.
I'll tell you what, man. We always cheer for the guys that we have a local affinity for. Kevin Kugler's, the Lane Grindles, the Nick Baughs, the Jake Eisenbergs, the Gary Sharps. We cheer those guys on.
Well, thank you. You weren't cheering my basketball team on last night. Nobody was. I wasn't even cheering my own basketball team on. That was a hideous start and a feeble effort at the Garden last night.
Yeah. The NBA's, NBA's got some issues.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to figure this out because you're on the verge of Golden State dusting off Dallas. You hope it's close, but even if it is that going to hold you? And I don't understand why Miami and Boston just can't be competitive. Can they? Because neither of them have been great on any given night. It's just one's been really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Can they be average on the same night?
I don't think so. Because
maybe
this
average on the same night gets you a 4 or 5 point game.
So I'm embarrassed by the Heat last night. I mean, that's just, I knew Boston. I said that yesterday. I said Boston's going to come out and they're going to try and blow the Heat out right away. I actually said they're going to blow them out in the first quarter and then the Heat.
Well, Vegas agreed with you. The line was 7 for a reason.
But that they didn't even show up. I mean, the fact that Miami had, the starters had 18 points. 18 points!
Yeah, they were balling.
I mean, thank God they got to 82 because they once scored 79 in a playoff game against Philadelphia. But in this series, which is kind of a rock fight, and the guys are battered and bruised, and they only have a day off, and that benefits Boston more than Miami. But you've had leads of 20, 34, 26, and 32 in the first four games of this series. When the NBA playoffs this year have been good. They've been very good. But, boy, when they've been bad, they've been really bad. And over the last 17 playoff games, the average margin of victory is 19.8 points.
Yeah.
And during that stretch, we've had, as clarified, 7 clutch minutes of basketball. So the injuries, and then you have the three-point shot, the games just get further and further apart. Yeah, that's not good for the NBA in terms of consuming it because there's just way too many blowouts.
Yeah, what happened?
I think injuries are a big factor.
Yeah, it was supposed to be tight at the top, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, look at last night. I mean, Boston is really good. Boston's a favorite for a reason. When Jason Tatum is that aggressive, and he breathes life into that team, and he got playoff Al. But look at Jimmy Butler's banged up. He had 6 points. He was 3 of 14 shooting. Nobody wanted to go into the paint. He was awful. He had a bad knee. No excuse. It's just the injuries. I hate injuries this time of the year, but I think injuries are a factor in why we have so many lopsided games, which that number is crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of points.
I mean, we already have a playoff that began with no LeBron. Phoenix gets knocked out. Let's just hope Golden State-Boston would be, the matchup, I guess, that the NBA would really, really like. But that number, it makes you appreciate, we went through the NFL playoffs. Remember all those close games?
Yeah.
We didn't have any blowouts in the NFL playoffs.
Well, and do we?
And I know
not,
different
we're
sport.
We're not harking back for, Memphis and Minnesota and things like that, are we? Kind of.
I would like a close game. I like clutch minutes. Just give me something at the end. But, because last night, you do this with your team. We all do this. It's a Monday night. I got nothing going on. I'm kind of, I was preparing myself for what might happen. I wanted to sit down and watch my team play. I cleared out the schedule. Man, they didn't even get a point. I got a point in the first 8 minutes. They didn't have a field goal. It was bad, bad, bad. Good on Boston. That's who Boston is, but... That thank you, Miami, for not showing up.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Yeah, we had another staff meeting last night. Coach Lamanji had the television on in the background. I don't think anybody even paid any mind. Part of it is the way both teams play, too. They can suffocate you. They don't shoot it real well. Even though they shoot it a ton, it's like, it has potential to look like that because it's just clunky.
I just hope it doesn't look like that on Wednesday night.
It might.
Well, I have a feeling that now.
Stop. It's the best of 3. You're good.
But you don't win on Wednesday night. You're not beating Boston twice in a row.
Whoa.
I mean,
hot take.
That's a team that they keep throwing haymakers. When they get pressed,
are you saying that if a team goes up 3-2 and it's on their home court that they don't have a good chance to win?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I know. That's why they call me Red Arbaugh.
Going out on a limb here.
And I don't know what I'm gonna get. Kyle Lowry is, he didn't have it last night. Of course Jimmy didn't have it.
Is it Mike or Craig? Lowry.
It's Kyle. Kyle didn't have it.
He needs a little seasoning.
And then I got Bam Adebayo who
What do you have against Bam?
When Robert Williams is on the floor, that's his worst nightmare. When Robert Williams is somewhere else, like in the training room or on the bench, Bam shows up. If the Heat in their last 3 games to win 2 have to put their trust in Bam, I'm okay.
Wow, we're just hating on Bam?
I'm not hating on him. He's just not consistent enough
He had the best plus minus in any of those scrubs that were out there last night. I just don't know why he goes dormant in terms of trying to score the basketball. I mean, he's just inexplicably sometimes has these nights where he'll only shoot the ball 5-6 times.
Because he's just not aggressive. Like last night, I mean, nobody on the Heat were aggressive. They didn't want to go into the paint at all. And Robert Williams played well, and Al Horford played well. I mean, Boston played a really, really good game last night. They had to play a game when you're pressed, they show up like that. And again, when Jason Tatum is rolling, he breathes a whole new life into that team. And then even Peyton Pritchard looks like an NBA all-star out there.
Hey.
But when Robert Williams is on the floor, he just causes Bam problems because he's a guy that can see eye-to-eye with him.
Yeah, what about Bob?
When he's not on the floor, Bam has Bam performs well. Look at the other night. I'm frustrated because I'm okay 2-2. I thought that would happen. I mean, the
okay.
series would be tight 2-2. I just didn't. That kind of a performance last night is just... I got dropped.
I'm okay.
One for the ages.
Get drunk. And knew they were going to play like that, and you couldn't match them. I mean, that's a demoralizing feeling.
Man, I haven't had one of these mornings where my team got beat in a minute.
Well, you're very lucky. But we have those clunkers. But that just felt different last night. That clunker felt.
But you've seen that before, though.
That's, yeah, 60-39 on the board.
But you've seen that before. You've seen them go out and just inexplicably. Did you not watch games 3 and 4 in Philadelphia? Like, you guys are capable of doing this.
Yeah, game 3, though, was the 79-point just explosion.
It's like.
Scored 79 what, in the NBA game.
It's almost like sometimes they just look like they'd rather be someplace else. Maybe they're pacing themselves. Would they play 13, 15, 27 guys last night?
Yes.
I think they played 12.
The only guy that didn't play was
like,
Hero.
Like, Gabe Vincent played like 30-some-odd minutes. He might have been the only one in the 30s. Like, they waved the white flag early.
Yeah, I thought they should have pulled Butler a little bit earlier. But here's the thing.
What? How many minutes did he get? In the 20s, right?
Yeah, he...
25?
He didn't have it. They managed him pretty good. But for the Heat, all that matters is what happens next.
I mean,
you watch this game, you got on the plane, you went home, you woke up this morning, and you're like, geez, we just got crushed. So whatever, it only matters what happens next. And so that's what I have to live with. But I don't like the fact that the game is Wednesday. I mean,
you need one of those hockey schedules where inexplicably you sit for 3 days.
Yeah, or the NBA has been kind of like that. But all of a sudden, the NBA is like, no, 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 no. We must start the NBA Finals on June 2nd.
So
that's a question, because we do have NBA fans that listen to the show, and we talk about the NBA. But the story is about the blowouts. Games get away pretty quick. And we know this. When you're watching a game, even your team, like, I hung around for a while, and then I finally had to turn it off. I had to go watch something else. Well, there was baseball going on, so I went and watched baseball. But if the game is a blowout, you're flipping the channels if that's not your team. I don't care if you love the NBA or not. That's a bad problem for the NBA. But all of these injuries, I think, have really contributed to games that get one-sided. And then, again, look at the three-point shooting. Games get out of hand quickly when you're banging three after three.
I need a hero!
All right. Coming up on the show as we welcome you in to Sharp Betting in the Morning. I feel like we should have, after the news last night by Trev Alberts, we should have, the three of us, gone outside and released a balloon.
Throw the chapeau!
No. No.
Or sucked helium to do the show.
Well,
I mean, we would probably get scorned because we're stealing the helium that is very little left and we need it for our hospitals.
Oh, is that what it goes to?
Some still, I believe. But it will not be going to balloons that are inflated that you can let go at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, in news that least moved the needle.
Oh, no, no,
the
no.
The balloons was one of them.
Oh, we're going to talk about the 99 balloons that are going away.
Who are you, Nina?
Well, that is not the Lufta. That is a great song,
like,
but probably not
to
connected
breathe
to the balloon story, where they will not be handing out balloons before the game's in Lincoln.
The balloons don't rise up?
They might. That's actually, I like Andre Day.
Not so much?
Nah, not so much. This is Sharp and Betting in the Morning. Welcome in. There's Damon. I'm Gary and Shane.
It seems like we did that backwards. Weren't you supposed to do that before your meltdown?
Yeah, but I had to get it off my chest. I feel better now. It's all about what's next. What happens next is the only thing that matters. Now, if it happens Wednesday night, I'll just prepare yourself on Thursday. But I can't believe that you don't want to get into the traditions of Nebraska football that are going by the wayside,
yeah,
which includes people carrying a balloon. The young Damon Benning that went into Memorial Stadium back in the 80s clutching a balloon, just hoping that Keith and Joan Jones would run into the end zone right in front of me so that you could release the balloon.
Never did.
And usually that happened in the first couple of minutes of the game, and you were so excited as a little boy looking up into the sky as the balloon, like, you know, wafted away. You were like, I wonder where that's going to end up. Mm. Dad, do you think that'll end up in Uncle's house?
Nope.
Do you think that somebody in a farm field west of Grand Island will find that balloon that I was once clutching as Keith and Jones Jones went into the end zone? And because I know him, he gave me a little salute up
nope.
in the end zone?
Nope, never happened.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I don't even ever remember carrying a balloon. I consider them probably a nuisance more than anything because I don't want my view obstructed, and I don't want to carry the gosh darn thing. Maybe if you tied it on my wrist, but I wasn't one of those kids that could hold that thing. But I don't listen. I'm the worst person at this because you know what I care about? Playing. That's it.
But you know what?
I have a hard time. I have a hard time getting into all, hence the Purdue thing. I have a hard time getting into all the other stuff because I've never morphed into a fan. I'm not even any fun when it's my own teams. I still think like a coach or a player. So I don't, it's like you're speaking Portuguese to me. I can appreciate it because I need you. Like I made a nice career out of having fans. I just cannot think like that. So it's not, I'm no fun.
I want you to blame the helium shortage on Purdue.
No, because they could, well, are they producing any hydrogen or something else? What else can they use that's, they do any of that in West Lafayette?
They're very much a, what are they? They're an engineering school.
Yeah, so they can, don't we produce hydrogen?
Yeah, but apparently they've stopped and they're not going to give any to Nebraska. I'm kidding. So there's a helium shortage. There is no.
Can we not use hydrogen? Balloons.
Why? I think it's not knowing the whole, I think it's combustible.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't think we can use
well,
that.
Well, we sparking up in Memorial Stadium?
Hey. I'm just telling you that it's part of the tradition.
Thought you guys went to gummies. Don't even use lighters.
When
anymore.
Balloons Are go up, serious? That means the offense is scoring.
Well, I think the first touchdown I saw scored at Memorial Stadium might have been Roger Craig. It's funny you fast-forwarded to Keith Jones, though, because I did like watching him, too.
Because I was thinking that would be the time period you're 8, 9 years old that you remember, like the first touchdown that you saw in Memorial Stadium.
My man said San Antonio red zone. He said good riddance, 99 red balloons. We're not going to be torn on this too, are we?
Oh, my gosh. We have 95 days till the start of the season.
Is there going to be more fan-on-fan crime? My man called Jack Mitchell stupid yesterday. You can't say that on Twitter. Man. Like the last day and a half, and I do blame Purdue because, I mean, folks were buckled in over these debates the last 72 hours, man. And Nebraska fans were just losing their minds on one another.
Well, I think people should today get at Purdue fans because of the lack of helium.
Okay, well, my favorite term, football. Though, the last 72 hours since Sunday? Mutually exclusive. Yeah, baby. You be mad.
If Purdue,
I reserve the right to be mad.
If Purdue University wanted to produce helium, they could. But they don't want to. So Nebraska has a tradition that has gone by the wayside.
Hey, can you...
This is a great storyline.
Speaking of anger and folks getting mad, hey, can you set something up for... I need a promoter. Maybe I'll talk to...
Fight promoter?
Yeah, I want to do a celebrity...
What are you flying on United out of Newark?
I want to do a celebrity boxing
match.
Dude,
he crushed that dude.
But only one of us would be a celebrity.
Why'd the United guy get fired?
Because he was running his mouth. Because
he was challenging him to fight?
Man, he got dropped.
Yeah, then he got back up.
And was going to get dropped again. My man said, do you see this? I don't start it, but I do finish it. By the way, that guy, he's a former Bronco, too. You need to set this up somehow. Maybe we can get this. I mean, he does a podcast. Maybe I'll DM him and see if he'll get me on. You know who I would love to do a celebrity boxing match with? Jason Whitlock.
The slimmed down Jason Whitlock.
Don't matter. He could be Big Jason, Little Jason. Just like 3 minutes. We got to see if we can make that work.
I met him once when he was at the Kansas City Star. Of course, he didn't stay in contact.
And take some.
That's all you want to do?
That's it.
All right. So here, while you're figuring out what Nebraska fans are going to do without their balloons.
Hey, by the way, do you know the first time I sat through last night? I'm mad at myself because I'm traumatized.
The Miami-Boston game?
No, you know I had never seen the unbeaten deal with about the story about Brooke?
Oh.
Never, ever.
Where did you come across that?
It was on after the Nebraska-Colorado replay.
On the Big Ten Network?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, you should have texted me because I would have told you not to watch
late.
That
You
that
probably
time.
Wouldn't have answered.
No, I was up.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't have watched that at that time of the night.
There's no bueno.
You've never seen that before?
Mm-mm.
It was really well put together.
Listen, a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it was really well put together.
I spoke a lot in that deal. That was not good. It was not good. Oh. But one thing I was a little taken aback by, folks were extremely candid. Aaron Graham, T. Phrase,
About the relationship. Just
the whole,
yeah, the relationship.
I didn't even know, like, people were saying those kinds of things out loud. I was like, huh. There's a lot in here.
There was.
Believe me, I know. I was there.
You had a front row seat.
Yes.
You shouldn't have watched that later.
I know, man. All right. I woke up, I was like, man,
all right,
come on.
Well, I'll go get you a balloon from Party City and you'll be happy.
Hey, I don't even like balloons.
How come? Jeez. What if Zoe wants, you go to the Dollar Tree or Party City and she wants a balloon?
Did I not tell you
what
about
if she
the
goes
time
to the circus?
That Zoe let the balloon go a couple weeks ago and Chris had to come get it down from the ceiling?
Yeah, so now you're punishing your daughter because she was just practicing when she's watching her older brother play at Nebraska?
They're overrated.
And she would have a balloon in her hand?
They were overrated. He did watch his workout yesterday morning.
Shane, see what I did there?
Yeah,
he didn't even
it.
Flinch over there. All right, before we get to Donnie, so there are some people that, you know, this is kind of like a deal to them.
My man said, look up the Hindenburg. Again, are we sparking up at Memorial Stadium?
On the field?
Like, are we just guys just turning and burning? I mean, fudge.
I'm actually surprised that this
alcohol is flammable too, JD. Hey,
I'm actually
maybe
surprised.
That was just in regards to get your
Shut
balloon
up,
down
Shane.
From the ceiling.
Nobody asked you.
Hey, I'm actually surprised that this has lasted this long because remember when there was a big outcry that it was killing ducks? That the balloons would land somewhere and ducks would eat them?
Everybody's got Hindenburg references, you guys.
This is about the balloons, right? Not
yes,
about the team?
Because I said hydrogen.
Okay. But here, before we get to Donnie.
The point was
this is
a lighter version of air.
This is going to be a whole show about balloons. I'm here for it. Because
no.
I actually like balloons. Hot air balloons, regular balloons. Those balloons that you throw with water.
Yeah.
Somebody
you were referencing your boxing bags.
A passionate fan, I would consider this person a passionate fan, slid into my DMs last night after Trev said this. He said, and I don't know.
What's his name?
You're
making it up.
No, his name is Kurt. I don't know him. You don't know him either.
Yeah, I don't.
But he
feelings.
Said what they could do different, you know, because with no balloons being released, the tradition and the optic on television is, he said, what about in soccer? You know where they have the smoke in the stands in soccer?
No.
Like the colored smoke?
I know that they have vuvuzelas.
Yeah, we don't need those. Those are only for the Twins clubhouse. He said, what about smoke like they do in soccer in the Premier League?
Why are you trying to get under my skin?
I'm reading his DM.
I'm just trying to figure out like why you're trying to get under my skin.
Because
on the list of top five things that I want to help fix Nebraska sports, guess where whatever happens in the stands ranks?
Well, they actually correlate to the field.
Yeah. Well.
Because if you don't have a lot of balloons, that means the offense is pretty prolific.
Okay.
See what I did there?
Yes, 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 I did. Yes,
right.
I did.
I'll let you talk to Donnie here.
Well, you could talk to Donnie.
No,
yeah, he's our friend.
All right. Good morning, Donnie. How are you?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good, Donnie.
Just being crabby. What's up, buddy?
No, it's all good. It's all you know what, buddy? You'll get past it. You'll get past it. And if you don't, if you're looking for somebody to fight, celebrity, celebrity, non-celebrity, I'm your man. 6'1", 220. I think we could line up.
Donnie, is it just me or are we having more nonsensical conversations the last 2 days more than normal? Is it because it's the off season or is it because we can't win?
Bro, it's off season. That's what it is. It's, you know what this is? It's summer in radio. That's what this is. It's summer in sports radio, and it is what it is. And as far as the Hindenburg references, yes. And you don't have to spark up. All it takes is a spark, set that off. That's
it
all
is
it
what
takes.
It is.
You ain't got to be burning to burn up. That's what it is. And you talk about, is this going to be a controversy to Husker fans? Bro, walk out onto the field in an all-red uniform with no white stripes on your pants and tell me that Husker fans aren't going to lose their friggin' minds over this. Have a good week, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, we have our traditions, huh? But I guess part of it is, man, you know, if I'm going to poke fun at myself, I guess part of it is that is what makes the fan base the fan base. But, man, I just get super frustrated.
You know, once you break a tradition, it never comes back.
I mean, I'm the type of dude that, like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
I want your we just had this deal yesterday about weight room protocol and stuff and having your shoes tied and, you know, jewelry and stuff like that. And, like, I'm all in on stuff like that. Because I like things. Put it to you like this. The balloons and what another team does and all those other things, I just can't get into. I can't, Gary. I try. And I'm in the solutions business. Like, how does that help win games? That's... Like, how does that help? Like, how do we get better? I mean, we had somebody call and ask about steak on a stick. I mean, like, what are we doing?
But did you hear that Marcus Washington is in?
Yes, I heard that.
Yes.
Yes. I was well aware.
He told you
yesterday. I was going to go ahead and assume he was in.
Isn't that crazy?
Do you listen to me?
No. Marcus Washington will play at a game at Memorial Stadium, and there'll never be a balloon released when he scores a touchdown.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. 6:35. Coming up on
Shane,
the...
Shane, did you bring any balloons?
The lineup brought to you by the Rooferies at John Higgins Weather
Garden. I have some birthday balloons left over at the house. They're gold. And they're huge. Big old one and a three.
So you do like balloons?
I don't have an opinion on balloons.
Who doesn't have an opinion on balloons?
I don't like.
Have you not been? Have you like checked out a Dollar Tree where they got the balloons right there by the front and kids go crazy?
Dude, I haven't been in a Dollar Tree in a couple years. Last Dollar Tree I went to was in, I was in Platteview. Was I in Springfield? That was a couple years ago. I haven't, or Dollar General. Listen, why are you trying to get me distracted?
I'm not. You can watch the highlights there.
I watched them score 10 runs.
So we can encourage people. Just bring your own balloons to the games in the fall. The lineup brought to you by the Rooferies at John Higgins Weather Guy.
I didn't even get to my tennis question.
She lost.
Yes, she did.
27th ranked.
I'm trying to figure out, is like Osaka's career done?
No.
Dude.
But it's still early. Still early.
You watch her play yesterday?
Yeah, morning? Let her get through the year. Let's see what happens here. I think she might skip Wimbledon, though. I think a lot of people might skip Wimbledon, it sounds like. Sam McEwen's coming up at 7:30. Brian Christopherson stops by at 9. And then
who's talking balloons? You want to talk balloons?
That should be your first question. It's a trap!
Not talking about balloons.
Who's going to take care of the balloons? And why did Clemson stop their tradition in 2018? You know, they had to because there were people that were saying it was killing the surrounding environment in Clemson, South Carolina. This is a tradition that actually I thought has gone, made it this far is pretty amazing because people protested it.
When did it start? Do you remember?
Ooh, I have no idea when it started, long before I was ever going to games. But then they had to switch to biodegradable.
Biodegradable balloons?
Yeah, because people said it was killing the environment.
Biodegradable balloons.
So you're going to be in a balloon business before the show is over.
Is it lucrative?
I
got biodegradable diapers, sunscreen.
I don't know if there's
mulch.
A helium shortage, you could that will greatly affect your bottom line if you're in the balloon business.
Oh yeah, we could shop eco-friendly supplies, ordering fast and easy at Grainger.com.
The kids still throw water balloons?
Yeah.
But they probably don't put just water in them anymore, do they?
I'd like to hum one at you about 78 mile an hour.
What are we at the fair?
I could probably run
sitting
one
in
there.
The dunk tank.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Also, Brandon Godden will join us. The Big Ten baseball tournament tomorrow. Good luck. The weather not good here for the next 2 days in Omaha.
Done a lot of work with him. I like him.
They got four games tomorrow, 9A to 9P. What'd you say?
He's a little guy.
Oh, I thought you said he's a good guy to look at.
No, he's a good guy. Oh. And then I said he's a little guy. He's fantastic. Low-key funny.
Little guys, big guys can be fantastic. Middle guys can be fantastic.
I haven't worked with too many big guys.
Who is the Judas?
Okay.
Larry, little, Kevin, small, Godden, small.
Probably I'm the tallest you've worked with. 5'11", yep. 6 foot.
Actually, I think Laurinaitis is.
He is now small compared to when he played in
Ohio
State.
Yeah, he's not yoked, yeah. but he's.
So Big Ten baseball starts tomorrow, but weather could be a factor, which would not be good on the opening day when you're going 9A to 9P with four games. You might have to do some maneuvering.
What's the temps?
It's like
why can't they plan
like
the rain? It's not like there's mud anymore.
On that field there is.
Well, yeah, but I mean generally speaking.
That's why you play at Tal Anderson Field, there's some of these high school fields that are all turf. They can play through rain, but not down there. And remember, they don't want you tearing up the field for the College World Series.
They don't want me?
Well, I don't think you're gonna run on the field and tear
it
up.
Well, you said they don't want me.
They don't want people tearing up. They don't want teams tearing up the field for the College World Series.
Started looking at those fields yesterday. It's going to be interesting.
My centralized OPS stadium?
No, the Campbells, the Gonzagas, the Connecticuts. A lot of these teams, man.
You're talking the baseball field of 64.
Yes. Isn't that what we were talking about? Hey, how about UConn? And I know you're talking about Georgetown yesterday and their resurgence. They're fresh off a sweep in UConn, and they got to play them Thursday.
That'd be kind of interesting. It wouldn't be
very fun.
No. Well, you could play both sides of the coin. Uh-oh. They're going to be upset. Now it's go time. They're in a tournament. Or we got their number. That would be a significant upset if Georgetown beat UConn again to open up that biggest tournament.
I don't think... I actually think UConn would be in trouble, too, if that were to happen for an at-large. I do.
I see they're in some, they're the last two, some they're like first or middle three.
Yeah, Mike Farron was saying yesterday, really good statistical nugget, of their, 23 of their wins, 24 against quad fours, which is 151 or above.
So those are probably in their conference. A pretty good amount are in the Big East. And then playing teams on the East Coast who have upright, have a pulse, and have nine guys that have bats and balls.
Did not get any help from some of their conference brethren.
They did not. All right, 641. Off and running on a Tuesday edition of Sharp and Betting in the Morning.
Jet set. As soon as I heard Trev say that about the balloons, I literally dropped my head and thought, great, another stupid thing that will make our fan base freak out and make us look dumber.
Hey, Will Bolt is the happiest guy today. Because people aren't going to talk about Nebraska baseball. We're going to talk about balloons.
My man Andy said the balloon business would be lucrative if Nebraska could figure out how to score. That's a Notre Dame fan getting at me.
It is indeed.
Hope his knee's better. He had it scoped. Anyway, it's a lot going on, man. Balloons, Big Ten baseball tournament, schedule. Are we going to have divisions? Are we not going to have divisions? What kind of role does TV play in conference selections? Will it really take 20 years for schedule equity? Was he being passive-aggressive with schedule equity? I don't think so. It's just talking, but of course we'll parse through that.
I'm surprised you haven't talked about the guy that called in about gardening.
Is he talking about what?
Just being in
shovels,
being Nebraska
rakes.
Nice. Just doing some gardening, Trev.
Hoes.
Didn't sound like a guy that would have hoes. Sharp and Betting in the Morning at 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.